So again, on Tesvav, the Mishnah says that we have the six extra brachas that we add on, say on the most severe fast days, and the Mishnah says that each of the brachas has an extra chasima. So after the parak of Tehillim, for example, we say Misha Ana as Shmo ba Mitzvah. So you have the bracha, the main part of the bracha, the Shir Malos, or the Zichronos of Shofros, and so on. And then at the end of the bracha, we have this extra Misha Ana, Hashem who answered Shmuel, or who answered Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, or who answered Yonah B'Me'adaga. So we have that extension at the end, after the Shir Malos, or after the Zichronos of Shofros, and then the final Baruchat Hashem, and so on. So fine, I'm just going to focus on the story of Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Chalafta, and Rabbi Chanan ben Tradin, which follows that. So on the Mishnah, on the bottom of Tesvav, the very last line is Maisa, Rabbi Chalafta. This is the Gemara on Ardaf, and Tezayin is going to expound upon, and we'll have the Rishonim talking about this. What's going on over here with this Maisa? So the Maisa, Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Chanan ben Tradin. Now, the Gemara says in the Tazayin that Rabbi Chalata and Rabbi Chanan ben Tradin did not live in anywhere near the Beis HaMikdash. They lived in, Rabbi Chalata lived in Tzipori, which was northern Israel. Rabbi Chanan ben Tradin lived in Sichni. I don't know exactly where that is, but it's not in the Mikdash. It's not in the Beis HaMikdash. So, and Sha'va Echa Livnei HaTeva, someone passed in front of the teva, meaning he led the davening, the gemara said bracha kula, and he finished the entire bracha. So you know there are six brachas, but I guess it was the first bracha of the additional brachas. He finished it. Lo anu achram amen. They didn't answer amen after him. Taku hakohanim v'taku, or this might be a command. Tiku hakohanim v'taku. The kohanim were instructed to blow. And they blew the shofar, the chatzotzos, you know, the whatever they're blowing on a fast day, which we spoke about before. Misha ana es Avram Avinu v'hara Moria hu yane eschem v'yishma b'kol tzachaschem hayom hazeh. The one who answered Avraham should answer you and listen to your voice today. Hariyu b'nei Aaron hariyu misha ana es avasein al yam suv yane eschem yishma b'kol tzachaschem hayom hazeh. So the way the Mishnah puts it here is that in the Maisa, it sounds like they finished the bracha, because it says in the second line of the Gemara, "V'gamar es ha-bracha kula." They finished the entire bracha, didn't answer amen. Then they blew the shofar, or the chatzotzros, rather, and they said the Mishana. Mishana es Avram. And then the same thing with the next bracha, they said Hariyu b'nei Aaron Hariyu, and then they said Mishana es Avasein al Yamsuf. Now, the first thing that seems like it's out of place over here, that's at least not congruent with the Mishnah before, is the order. Because in the Mishnah before, in the beginning of, on the Tesvav and Aleph, it said that you say, Chosmehen, and Al Rishonah, who Omer Mishana, Sabra, Maharam, Reh, Yanes, Chamish, Mabakat, Zakat, Chamim, Azeb, Baruch Ata Hashem, Goel Yisrael. Right? So the Bracha on the Tesvav and Aleph is you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Goel Yisrael, and then you would say, Amen. Right, so the chasima of Misha Anas Avram would be before you close the bracha of Barakat Hashem Goel Yisrael. Here it says that Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Chananya, had someone leading the davening, finished the bracha, and they didn't answer Amen. So clearly, the point is, one of the points over here is he didn't answer Amen, so obviously he finished the bracha. He said Barakat Hashem Goel Yisrael. And then they blew the shofar. And then he said, "Mishana Savram Avinu Bahar Maria Mehu Yana Eschem Mishma Mekal Tzakaschem." So, in terms of what the Gemara is bringing out, what the Mishnah is bringing out with this Maisa, one thing is the Amen part, which says they didn't answer Amen. But you know, we haven't learned anything about Amen yet, so that's not really startling, right? But what we have learned, at least from the Mishnah itself, without any Mefarshim, we have learned that you say the Chasima Mishana and then Baruch Ata Hashem Goel Yisrael, and here it's clearly reversed because they said Baruch Ata Hashem Goel Yisrael and then they blew the shofar and then they said Mishana Asavram Maharim Muriyah Yaneh Samishman Kotzak Hasham Yamazet. Now it's possible that it's not a Kasha because Maybe they said it twice. Maybe they said Misha Ana twice. Maybe they said Misha Ana Sabram within the bracha, and then they said Baruch Hashem Goel Yisrael, and then blew the shofar, and then they repeated Misha Ana Sabram Maharam Moria, which is possible, but yeah, seems a little bit redundant. We don't find brachas, we don't find anything like in our normal Shemoneh Esrei, or even on Rosh Hashanah, where we have the long Shemoneh Esrei, something like this, Zochar Nesu Shavuos, so we don't find anything that's repeated like that. So obviously. Okay, so that's one question. Now it says the next, just to finish off in the Mishnah here, Ukshaba Davar Eitzah Chachamim. Sorry, the Bach adds in the Aleph over there. V'chein b'chol bracha u'bracha. Like they did this likewise that with every bracha. The Mishnah only explained that Rabbi Chananya and Rabbi Chalafta did this with the Mishnah. Give two examples: Mishana as Avram, Mishana as Avaseinu, Ayam. So likewise with every bracha. Ukshabad davar the etzah chachamim. When this matter came in front of the chachamim heard what was going on in Tzipori and in Sichni with these rabbanim. They said, "Lo hayu noagin kain, ela b'msharim mizach v'hara bayis." They wouldn't do this minhag. They weren't accustomed to do this only in the eastern gate in v'hara bayis. So now the first question of pshat is: what are the chachamim focusing on? What are they saying that they didn't? What are they unhappy with? They said that, and this thing that, that they were unhappy with was only done in the Beis HaMikdash and v'hara bayis. So just from the pshat in the Mishnah, we have two possibilities. One possibility would be that in the Amen, because the Mishnah said that they didn't answer Amen. Normally with a bracha, you answer Amen. We're supposed to say Amen. It's one of the Hilchos brachas. You're supposed to answer Amen. So one possibility is that in Har HaBayis, in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't answer Amen. Rather, they answer Baruch Sheikh B'Malchus Salam V'ed. And for some reason, these Rabbanim and Tzipori and Sichni were doing a practice, like a Beis HaMikdash type of practice in these areas outside Beis HaMikdash, and that would be the rebuke or the what the Chachamim were unhappy with, disapproved with. Or the Kshabba Davar Eitzah Chachamim could be possibly in terms of the order. Maybe he was saying that in Har HaBayis, they said the Mishana as Avram or Mishana as Avasein Yamsuf after the Bracha. And so they would, on Har HaBayis, they would say the Bracha and then blow the Shofar, Chatzotzos, and then say Mishana. But everywhere else in the world, the Mishana is supposed to be part of the bracha. Maybe that would be...
I'll suggest a third one.
Okay.
Hariyu B'nai Aaron, and so on. The B'nai Aaron part is a throwback to the to Beis HaMikdash too. Today, anybody could be took care.
Okay. And so Bill's suggesting that the difference is whether it's a Kohen or a regular person. And maybe Davka in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kohanim, but everywhere else, you can have anyone blow. Okay, good. Okay, good point. Let's start with the Rashi here. Rashi on Tesvav Amud Beis. So the first Rashi is V'gomer Kol HaBracha. I think it should say V'gomer. Note here is the Gemara. They finished. We're talking about this. This is going on the story that the guy finished the whole bracha, kolosa bracha atzma. All of that bracha. The first. We're not talking about all six brachas. He finished that particular bracha. Rashi says hachi garsinan below anu acharav amin. Rashi says this is our girsa. So whenever Rashi says hachi garsinan, it brings to attention that there evidently it was another girsa. Rashi has to say, this is our girsa, because there were other girsas out there, other manuscripts, other versions of it. And Rashi says, this is the correct girsa. The girsa that he has is, we'll see the other Mefarshim don't necessarily have this girsa. V'lo anu acharav amin. They didn't answer after him, amin. Taku b'nei Aaron taku. And then they said to do the blowing. Chazan ha-Knesset omer lahen al kol bracha bracha. V'hashamish, the chazan, which is not the same thing we call the chazan in our vernacular. The chazan is a shamish, is the attendant, like kind of like what we call the gabbai. Lo shliach tzibur. He wasn't the one who was leading the tzibur. He's not the what we call the chazan. He is the shamish. He's more like the MC. He's like the guy coordinating everything. And so he said, Sorry, then the Chachamim said, "Lo yinog and kin." They didn't have this minhag. So Rashi says clearly, "Shalol lano samin." This is their disapproval was that this minhag, not to answer amen, is only ela b'shar hamizrach v'harabayis. It's a continuation to the next Rashi. Only in the eastern gate and harabayis. Klomar, meaning to say, "Bizman shabeis hamikdash kayim." When the Beis Hamikdash was around, Shekeshem Mispalalim Harabayas, when they daven on Harabayas, Nechnasim Darshar Hamizrach, they would enter through the east gate. For some reason, that's brought up over here, the entrance of the east gate. But the main point is that it's Bizman Shah Beis Hamikdash and in the Harabayas. The Fir Shalayu Onin Amen by Mikdash, Rashi says, Kitamina B'Gemara, it says in the Gemara, we don't answer Amen in the Mikdash, we only answer Baruch Shekh Vamakul Zalal Avad. So in the Mikdash, you could say that they don't answer Amen. But everywhere else we would answer Amen. So according to Rashi, the problem is that the problem is about the Amen and the Baruch Shem. The Ein Lomar, and Rashi says, and don't say. So Rashi says there's another possibility of how to explain the Pshat in the Mishnah, and don't say like that. The Ein Lomar lo hayinogin kein litkoa el b'mikdash. Don't say that they only would have the practice to blow on the Mikdash. In other words, there's another possibility which we didn't mention before. Rashi is stiff arming, obviously about learning. The possibility you could say that maybe the difference is about tekiah, that in the mikdash they would blow, and everywhere else in the world they wouldn't blow. He says, no, that's not true. Devadai token b'gvulin, because surely we do blow the chatzotros in the gvulin outside the mikdash. Kinemuchach b'kulahach mesechta, as is clear, proven from this entire mesechta, umesechas Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. So we know over here, we learned this Gemara before, the Mishnayos talk about token, and Gemara Rosh Hashanah explicitly says that it talks about Gvulin and Mikdash, and there was a blowing in all the places. So the difference of the law Yunagin was in the about in terms of the Amen and the Beis Baruch Shem. So let's just review the Gemara. And the Gemara in Tes Zayin, which is our daf, and the Gemara also expands on this. The Gemara says, let's start with Bamed Mamurim on Tes Zayin of Abiz. The Gemara Bar Braisa that says that, again, they say the Misha'ana. Actually, let's just go back to the language. Kedetanya, let's just do a quick run. Kedetanya, first word on the line is Shvius. The Gol Yisrael who marich, he extends the brach of Gol Yisrael. V'chosamu who omer mishana es abra maharam moriyo hu yanez chavishma v'kot zakatz chayim hazeh baruch Gol Yisrael. So again, it's the same mishana is first within the bracha, and then they finish the bracha and they say baruch Gol Yisrael. So that's consistent with the Mishnah. V'hino onu achar av amin. So then they answer amin. Chazan ha-knesses omer lehem tiku b'nei aron tiku. And then they do the blowing. The same format with the Mishana Sabasena. It's the part of the bracha, and then they close the bracha with the baruch zochan ishkachos. They know the achar b'main. They answer b'main. Chazanik nesis omer lehem hariyu b'nei aron hariyu, and they do hariyu. So here the Braisa highlights what the Mishnah didn't specify. The Mishnah didn't really emphasize this, but the Mishnah also said this. At first they say Tikkun and then say Hariyu. So it sounds like there was like A-B-A-B, Tikkun and Harutrua. So here the Braisa adds something. When is it so that we do this format B'Gvulin, outside the Mikdash? But in the Mikdash it's not so. L'fi she'ein onin amein B'Mikdash, because we don't answer amein in Mikdash. So therefore, the only difference right now, the Braisa is, seems to be saying, is that in the Mikdash they say something else. In the Gvulin they say Amen, but in the Mikdash they say something else. we don't answer Amen. In the Mikdash, Kuma Baruchos Hashem Alkechem, Mina Olam, Ada Olam, Vibarucho Hashem Kvodecha, Omerom Amakol Baruchot Tehila. So this Pasuk is talking about in the Nehemiah when there's a I don't remember the context actually, but I guess it was in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were saying, "Bless Hashem," And it says, so first it says, bless Hashem your God, and then it says, V'yivarech Hashem kvodecha, and they'll bless your glorious name, umrom amal kol bracha tila, and make it higher above every blessing and every praise. So the Gemara explains this, yachal kol brachos kula no tehela tila achas. I would think that in all the brachas, there's only going to be one tehila, one praise. Tamalom umrom amal kol bracha utehila. Al kol bracha tehela tila. So fine, so in every bracha you give him a tila. So the Gemara understands this pasuk that it means that V'yivarech Hashem kvodecha is the response. In other words, they'll bless your glorious name is a response of Baruch Hashem kvod. So it's like a bracha in response to a bracha. So you hear a bracha and it makes a mikdash. And then you respond with the bracha, Baruch Hashem kvod, without saying Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu, but you say Baruch Shem, which is a form of a bracha of the Shem Kavod, the Shem HaKavod. So then it says, Ela b'mikdash mahu omer. So what do you say? So we know that in the mikdash we don't just answer amen, but rather we say a bracha. And the difference is that amen is kel melech. Now the Gemara says a bracha is that, means like the lashon amuna, trust, belief, faith. Amen is an affirmation that I hear you say something, and I say amen. That means I agree, I believe it is so. So you say Yizkada V'Yizkada Shmei Rabba, Hashem's name should become great and holy. I say amen, which means I agree with that prayer, I endorse it. But when you say Baruch Shem, it's not just that you're saying it's true. Baruch Shem Kavam Malchus Olam Vayed is actually a blessing, and it should be blessed. The name of Hashem should be blessed. So it's a bit more active, if we'd say like the amen is a little more passive. The Baruch Shem is like a bracha. So the Alba Mikdash Mahu Omer. So in the Mikdash, what do you say? Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael Mina Olam Ve'ad HaOlam Baruch Goel Yisrael Ve'hein Onin Acharav Baruch Shem Kvam Achazo Olam Ve'ed. So the two differences. One is that in the bracha we add Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael Mina Olam Ve'ad HaOlam, which was not in the text that we had before. And then the other thing is that after Baruch HaTashem Goel Yisrael, you say Baruch Shem Kvam Achazo Olam Ve'ed. Fine. Chazan HaKnesses Omer Lehem Tiku B'nei Aaron. Tiku V'chod V'Omer Mishana Es Avram B'har HaMuria Hu Yane Eschem Yishma B'kod Zarkas Chom Yom Hazeh Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Zorcha Aaron Ishkakos V'hin Omer Achol Baruch Shem Kvam Achol Solon Bar. So the Mishnah, it didn't really make it so clear, but the Mishnah is moving on to the next bracha. After they blow the shofar, then they say, Misha Anas Avram so this is a little bit this is a little confusing also because it says over here that Chazan HaKnesses said Tiku Bnei Aaron Tiku and then V'chozer V'omer Misha Anas Avram Maharam Moria V'yane Eschem Yishma V'kot Zarkan Eschem Yom Hazeh goes back and he says Misha Anas Avram Maharam Moria. And then the gears over here, you see where it says the Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, there's a little gimel in your gemara. Here? Oh, you don't have it. So my gemara over here, Yishma called Tzakaskam, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, there's a little gimel. And that gimel says that Yesh Lahosif, Ve'al Hashniyahu Omer Baruch Hashem, Baruch Zokar Nishkachos. This is talking about the next bracha.
This is
Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael is the second bracha, and he says which the bracha ends Zorcha Nishkachos. So until here, until Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, that was talking about the first bracha. So according to this, it comes out it seems like it's contradicting the Mishnah also, because here it says that the Chazan says they say Baruch Goel Yisrael. And then Baruch Shem Kvam Malchus Olam Vayed. So you think the bracha is over, okay? Because they said Baruch Goel Yisrael. And then the Chazan HaKnesses says to blow Tiku Hakana Bnei Aaron Tiku V'Chozer V'Omer. And then he goes back and he says Misha Anas Abraham Baharam Moriah Hu Yane Eschem Yishma Mekot Tzakaskam Hayom Hazeh. Period, without a bracha. This Bryce says he goes back and he says, the one who answered Abraham and Hannah Maria should answer you and listen to your cry today, period. Without a bracha, bracha Hashem, bracha Hashem Goel Yisrael. Right? It seems like, right? Because then this is a new thing. Bracha Hashem Elokei Yisrael is this next bracha. Okay, that's what it says over here in the Mikdash. They would. So it sounds like in the Mikdash, again, as it comes out from the Brisa, the Brisa is adding two dimensions. It says, the Brisa says, what did they do in the Mikdash? The Brisa says, well, they said Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Salam Vad. And the Brisa says that the Chazan HaKnesses would be Chozer V'Omer, would go back and say again Misha Ana. So it sounds like he repeated the Misha Ana twice. One time the Misha Ana was in the bracha, one time was right after the bracha, before the next bracha started. And then it says, so the second wide line. So the kachinig, and this is the practice that Rabbi Chalafta did in Tzipori, Rabbi Chananya ben Tzradion b'sichni. So the kach, again, it's unclear. What's the kach? What was this that they did? So we, it could be they said Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Salam, but it could be that they repeated the Mishana. And when it came, the matter, the Chachamim found out about this, Amru, they said, so we only did this on Harabayas. Okay. Just looking at Rashi here to see if Rashi seems like. Okay, so this is pretty clear in the Gemara, and Rashi seems like going along with that also. That they did Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Salam Vad only in the Beis HaMikdash. Here, look at Rashi, the Kach Hinig. Six lines or seven lines from the bottom of the Rashi, the Kach Hinig, and this is what he did. This is going on the words what Rabbi Chalafta did in Tzipori. Kach Hinig Kol Minhag Zer, Rabbi Chalafta in Tzipori. All of this Minhag. So Rashi is adding all of this minhag, meaning it sounds like everything he did Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Salam Vad. He repeated the Misha Ana, the whole thing that we described goes on in the Beis HaMikdash. He did that in Tzipori, and then the response of the Chachamim was Lo Yonogin came. They didn't do this. Shehu Onin Achara Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Salam Vad Ela Onin Amein B'Gvulin. So Rashi says the focus is on the Baruch Shem, and they didn't answer Baruch Shem in the Gvulin. Rather, they answered Amein in the Gvulin. Okay, so that's Rashi. Now let's look in the Ran. The Ran is in the back. This one here. Find it here. Okay, on the page test above. Yeah, the Ran, and here in this printing, it's page test above. It's on the Ran is on the Mishnah test above in Mudbeis. That's where he goes on. Okay, let's just read through it. We'll see most of this is review until we get to his main point. Okay, so already this is a different girsa, right? It says according to this Ran's, the Ran's girsa is the story with Rabbi Chalafta and Tzipori. Rabbi Chanani ben Tradin Shavar Echad Lifnei Ateva V'Amar Kol Abrachos Kulan V'Anu Achar V'Amein. It says here the answer in Amein. So that's not our Mishnah. V'taku, they blew Misha Ana LaAbraham. Then they said Misha Ana LaAbraham V'chulei Hariyo B'nei Aaron Hariyo Misha Ana Es Avastena Yamzuf V'chulei V'chein B'chol Bracha Bracha Shabbat Davai Zeh Lefnei Chacham Amru Lo Hayu Nogin Kein Ela B'Sha'ar Mizrach Har Abayis. So it's the same thing, except that he says over here they answered Amen in with Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chananya. So the Ran says Kachi Ikar Gersa. This is a Gersa that the answer I mean. The Kevin Shem Beseder HaMishna Mitchilasa Lo Amru Beseder HaTros Klum. Since in the order of the Mishnah from the beginning, it didn't say anything about the seder of the blowings. Amru So in other words, in the beginning of the Mishnah, it didn't say anything about the blowings, right? If you look back in the Mishnah, test above, Amud Aleph, it didn't say anything about the blowings. The Mishnah just said, you say six brachas, and these are the brachas, you say Sha'amalos, and you say the Chos Mehen, right? So it just says Nishana Sabasena Abraham Maria Huanes Kamishma Bekota Kaskama Zebrach Hashem Goel Yisrael. Period. Alashnia Omer Mishana. Go on to the next one. So the Mishnah doesn't say anything about a main or Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olamad, or didn't say anything about the blowings either. It just said these are the brachas. But Ran is, and the blowings only came up when the Mishnah said the story. Rabbi Chananya ben Chalafta said that they did the blowings. So the Ran's pointing that out. It came in Shabbat HaMishnah Mitchilasa. In the order of the Mishnah, since in the order of the Mishnah, in the beginning of it, Lo Amru B'Seder HaTroos Klum. They didn't say anything about the order of the blowings. Hayanir Elomar. It would appear to say Shal Seder HaTroos Amru Shalayu Nogin Kain. That's it's talking about the blowings. About the blowings, the whole order, this whole formality of the blowings, they said that was only done in Harabayas. But in the Gvulin they would say the brachas in order, they wouldn't be mafsik, they wouldn't interrupt with the blowings. So this is a little bit like what Rashi stiff armed. Rashi stiff-armed and said, don't say that they only blow in the Beis HaMikdash, because of course they blow everywhere. The Ran says, no, they only blew in the Beis HaMikdash with this Seder, where they blow in the middle of the Brachas, but not so in the Gvulin. In the Gvulin they don't blow. And Ran says, I'll even prove it to you, because in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah presented the whole procession, the whole order of things, the Mishnah didn't even say anything about blowing. So, but it sounds like over here it says, and they wouldn't be mafsik. He says that's what also the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds that in the Gvulin they weren't mafsik. In other words, we'll see that he says, but he says, but nevertheless, they were forced to say that they definitely blew, you know, outside the. In outside the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow at the end of the davening with shofros or chatzotzos. Shemitzvah tanis v'chatzotzos or b'shofros k'moshe kasanu l'mala, because it's the mitzvah of the tanis is to blow with the chatzotzos or shofros, as we explained above. Who zal kasav sham shetokim v'chatzotzos, and he, meaning the Rambam there, writes that they blow with chatzotzos, which we spoke about that's the Rambam about that's chatzotzos specifically. Okay, so 1 second. So the Cheshbon according to the Ran is that the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Harabayis is another difference. That in the Beis HaMikdash they blew in between brachas, and we were mafsik between brachas and blowing. But in the Gvulin outside they only blew at the end of the brachas. So they would say all six brachas, like the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says in the Tesvav and Aleph, they say all the brachas in order, and then they blow afterwards. Because everyone agrees, according to the Ran, everyone agrees you have to blow. It says you have to blow in with chatzotzos. We know that from the Rambam. We know that from the Gemara before. There's no difference about blowing between Mikdash and Harabayis. The only difference is in the Seder of it. So according to the Ran, the point of contention between the Chachamim and Rabbi Chananya and Rabbi Chalapta was that they blew. Rabbi Chananya and Chalapta blew in the middle of the brachas. Okay. According to this, you have to say that the Mishnah argues with the Braisa that's taught in the Gemara in this. Because in the order of the Bracha, they explained the Seder of the blowing in the Gvulin, and then they explained it in the Mikdash. So he's pointing out a kasha, really, that there's a difficulty with this pshat. Because the Gemara that we read before, just a few minutes ago, on Tesbav Amad Beis, sorry, Tes Zayin Amad Beis, the Gemara said that they blew the long brisa that the Gemara brought said that they said Misha Anas Avram Al Yams Avasena Misha Anas Avram Bahar Maria Hu Yanes Mishma Mechotz Hakas Koyim as a Baruch Bal Yisrael. And then it says, "Heino onim achav amein." And then it says, "Chazan haknesses omer lahem tiku me'an tiku." So clearly in the brayse it says these three things: the bracha, baruch, the amein, and then the blowing. And then mechotz v'omer, and then you say the same thing: bracha, amein, blowing. And then it says, "Aba b'mikdash heino king lefisha ein onim amein b'mikdash." In the mikdash they didn't do that because they didn't say amen. They said baruch shem. But according to the brayso, the only difference between gvulin and mikdash is in the baruch shem, or maybe also the baruch kumah baruch hashem lekei yisrael min olam ad olam, but not in terms of the blowings. So therefore, the Ran is pointing out a problem with the Rambam's pshat, which is that very nice that the differences in terms of the hafsaka, that in the Beis HaMikdash they were mafsik with the blowings, but not everywhere else. But it says, but that doesn't really agree with the brisa, because the brisa says that they would blow and be mafsik everywhere. So basically, what you have to say according to the brisa itself is that when the brisa also brings the story of Rabbi Chanani and Rabbi Chalafta. So the Brice is going to have to say that what happened in the Beis HaMikdash was a different point of contention. It wasn't about the blowing. So it was probably about the Baruch Shem. Okay, so that's one pshat. Then he says, "Aval Rashi is al sober." Then he says, "Okay, but let me tell you what Rashi says." The Tana Damas Nisen Nami Togen Hayim Begvulim Bein Bracha LeBracha Moshe Shaninu BeBrisa BeGemara. That indeed the Tana of our Mishnah holds that they blow everywhere in the world, even in the gvulin, between the brachas, just like in the brayse says, the ain hefesh ben mikdash the gvulin. Ella, the only difference between mikdash and gvulin is shabi gvulin onin amein al kol bracha on bracha, but mikdash ain onin amein. Ella shalom macharei baruch shem kvam machos alam levad. That the only difference is that in the mikdash they answer baruch shem, and in the gvulin they answer amein. Kidi isa be gemara, like it says in the gemara, the huzal machlef hagirsa. The gore is because the Ran says the Rashi changes the girsa. That's why Rashi said Hachi Garsinan. This is our girsa. He changes the girsa, and his girsa is Velo Anu Acharei Amin. That the highlight is that Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Chanina Ben Tradion, Hayomarigin Af Begvulin Anos Achar Bracha Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod. They didn't answer Amin. They said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod. Ish Litmar Aldavar. So that's Rashi's pshat. And then he says the Pella, that one would wonder on Rashi, Shem Kain, if so, Lama Huzkar Zeb B'Taniyos B'Vad, why was this mentioned only with Taniyos? Ala B'chola Hashana Kulo Haya Efsha Gam Kain Lehem Lachlok B'Kach. All year round it would be possible to differentiate with such a differentiation. B'Zu Lo Amra Adam Me'olam Shlo Yehu On Na'amein B'Gvulin. And this, a person never said that they wouldn't answer Amen the Gvulin. In other words, we know that they answer Amen all the time. We always answer Amen. No one's going to say they don't answer Amen. So the only difference is that in the Harabai they answer Baruch Shem, and in the everywhere else they answer Amen. So he's bothered. Why is this? If the whole point of the Maisa of Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion is to say that, you know, you have to answer Baruch Shem only in the Beis HaMikdash, and you have to answer Amen everywhere else, then why is this being highlighted in the Tannis? This could be so all year round. You know, they said brachos all year round in the Beis HaMikdash. They said 18 brachos from Esrei. They said brachos on Rosh Hashanah. They said, you know, we make a thing about it in the Avod of the Beis HaMikdash and on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that we bow down on the floor, but they say that. They say Baruch Shem Kvam Atos Olam. But that was all year round. So why is the Mishnah and the Gemara really, you know, bring up this whole problem that Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chalafta did on Davka and Tanis? And the Ran is saying, Bishlama, if you learn, like the Ran said, like I learned, that the point of contention is about the order of the blowings, that Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chalafta blew the shofar in between the brachas, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's not supposed to be done. So fine, that's unique to the fast days. We only blow on fast days. We don't blow the rest of the year. So that's why the Mishnah is bringing it up, because that's the point of contention. You blow in the middle of the brachas or after the brachas. But if you say like Rashi that the problem with what they did was that they didn't answer Amen, but rather Baruch Shem, says the Ran, that should be an issue all year round, not just on Tannis. Okay, Abba Hayosar Mechuvah Bezeh. So the Ran says what he thinks is the best way of explaining this is, he wants to reject Rashi. Shahefesh Shebein Mikdash Legvun Hu Shebegvun Hayu Omer Misha Ana. This is the other point we brought up. And the difference would be that in the Mikdash they would say, outside the Mikdash they would say, Misha Ana V'achakach Hayu Chos Min HaBracha. And then they would say Misha Anas Abram, and then they would close the bracha. Amen. And then after the closure, they would say Amen, the token, and then they would blow. Uva Mikdash, and in the Mikdash, Ayidei Shaonin Baruch Shem Kvo Malchusol Avad Al Kol Abrachos Im Hayu Token Achakach Hayisat Tekiya Al Baruch Shem Kvo Malchusol Avad. In the Mikdash, since they answered Baruch Shem, if they would blow right after that, the blowing would be going on, it would be in response to Baruch Shem, Shukein Bracha Bifnei Atzma, which is similar to a bracha unto itself, Kedamin in the Gemara, a kol bracha tein lo tehila, like the Gemara says, on every bracha give him a tehila. So our tehila, our praise in response to bracha, which is Baruch Shem, is like another bracha. The Anu Rotzin, Lismuch HaTekiyah L'Tfilas HaTainus. The Ran says a very interesting thing. We want to say that we want to have the blowing next to the prayer of the Tainus, Shuhu Misha Ana, which is Misha Ana. That is Misha Anas Avram, Hara Maria, the one who answered Avram should answer you. That's a prayer. That's a tefillah. So we want the tekiya to be samach, to be right next to that prayer. Well, if you chos min habracha kodem shiyomro Misha Ana. Therefore, they close the bracha before they say Mishana. And they receive response Baruch Shem to the bracha. And then the Chazan says to blow. And then the Chazan says the Mishana the token, and they blow. So he's saying that in order to when you have the Baruch Shem, which is making another bracha, which is kind of like interrupting with the tefillah, because they said Baruch Shem, they also would say Misha Ana after Baruch Shem. Either they would say it only. He's going to say, "Oh, Efshar she'af kol ma'achasim ma'hu omer Misha Ana." Or it's possible that even before the chasima, they would say mishana ala shalacha chasima gam ken hayu chozun ve'omre mishana kinami berbais v'gemara v'drab yuhuda v'chozer ve'omre mishana. So either they said mishana. He also references this. It could be they said mishana twice, but definitely they said mishana after the bracha. Either they said mishana both before the bracha and after the bracha, or they only said it after the bracha. But the point is that they, because of the baruch shem in the mikdash, they ran into a problem that the tekiah wouldn't be next to the tefillahs. They had to say mishana afterwards. V'ta'usam shabbi chalafta Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion haya, and the mistake of Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanina was she'in higu came b'gvulin loma mishana achachasimah sabrachos. They said mishana after the closure of the brachos v'lo hiyotzricha l'kach, and they didn't need to mipnei she'in amin mafzik ben bracha l'tekiah. Okay, we'll just stop here.